The 10th parak deals primarily with the Lel HaSeder. Many of the mitzvahs and the halachas will be familiar to us. Mishnah Aleph talks about before Pesach starts, on the day before Erev Pesach, Arve Pesachim Samalach LeMincha, when it's Erev Pesach, close to Mincha. In other words, it's talking about a half hour before the Zman of Mincha Katana, so 3 hours before the end of the day. Lo Yochal Adam HaChetechshach, we are not permitted to have anything substantial, so we come into eating the Matzah Lel HaZaseder B'Teyavon. V'afilu Anu should be Yisrael, even a poor person, Lo Yochal HaShiyaseb, has to be ensure that when we have to do the reclining, the Haseder, but he too has to, although a poor person doesn't typically recline at the Seder, there's a requirement. And in addition, when we are giving charity needs to those who need, we have to make sure that the poor people, they have enough money to afford the 4 kosos of wine. And even if we're going to take from the real emergency funds, the funds that are usually designated only for the poorest of the poor who don't even have 2 meals to their name, we have to pull on those funds to make sure everyone has 4 kosos of wine. Mishnah Beis, we're at the Lel HaSeder, we pour the first cup. Mazgula kos rishon. Beishamai omi mevarach alayom v'acharchach mevarach alayayin. Beishamai is of the view that we're saying Kiddush on the first cup, that first you say the bracha Mekadesh Yishov Hazmanim, and only thereafter you say the bracha on the wine, Borei Pri HaGafen and Beis Hillel. And this is how we paskin not only at the Leil HaSeder, but all Yontifs and Shabbos, Beis Hillel Omri Mevarach HaLayayin, we say the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen first, and then afterwards V'Harkach Mevarach HaLayom, we say the bracha on the holiday itself. At the Leil HaSeder, that would be Mekadesh Yishov Hazmanim. Mishnah Gimel, we are proceeding before washing, before the HaMotzi, we do something very strange. We have the karpas, a viulafan, if they bring in front of it in the karpas, we dip it in the water. If you don't have something else as a karpas, for example, our typical parsley or some other vegetable, potato, but you only have what you're going to use as the maror, for example, you only have lettuce and you're going to use it as the maror, you can also use that as the karpas. So you metabel bechazeres, you also dip that lettuce into the salt water or vinegar, chamagil, parparas, pasta, and this is the only thing that we're going to eat until we wash and have the motzi, a viulafan. At this point, they bring the Seder to the Seder plate, which has the matzah, and the chazeres is the maror, and the charosis on it, and 2 tafshilin. One is the zeicha, the korban pesach, the roasted meat, and one is the zeicha, the chagiga, which is the roasted egg. That's our minhag, afal pi shein charosis mitzvah. And even though charosis, dipping the maror, is not a mitzvah, that's one opinion, we do it nonetheless. Rabbi Eliezer, Berebi Tzadok, Omer, mitzvah, it is a mitzvah to dip into the charosis. V'mikdash, at the time of the base of mikdash, they didn't have to bring a roasted piece to meet zeicha the korban pesach. However, rather hayu mevin lefan of gufa shel pesach. At this point, when they brought the rest of the seder plate, what they brought the matzah and the maror, they would bring the actual korban pesach, the meat of the korban pesach as well. Mishnah Dalid, we have now gone mazgula kol sheni. We've just drunk the first cup. We pour the second cup of kan haben shoal aviv, and now the son is going to be beginning to ask questions. V'mein das ba ben avi malamdo. And if the son is not ready to be asking such questions, the father has to teach him. And now we have the 4 questions of the Manishtana. Manishtana halayla zemikol halayos. Why is this different? Shebechol halayos anu achlim chametz. Umas every other night we can have whatever we want. We could have chametz or matzah or both. Halayla zekulo matzah. Now it's only matzah. Second question. Shebechol halayos anu achlim shar yera. Because we have the option on the rest of the night to eat all types of vegetables. And tonight we're required halayla zemaror. We're required to have maror. Third question was asked at the time of the base of Mikdash. Shebechol halayos anu achlim basar tali shaluk mevushal. And other nights we are able to eat our meat as we desire, be it roasted, stewed, or cooked. Halayla zekulo tzali. Here we're only having the korban pesach tzali or the chagiga tzali roasted. Nowadays we replace that. This question ben yoshvin ben misubin. Number 4. Shabachol halaylos anu matpilim pamachas. Other nights we dip once. Halayla zeshteipamim. On this night we dip twice. And now we have the response of the father, the fidato shel ben avi malamdo, based on the abilities of the son to understand. The father will respond in all the questions. Maschil begenusa misaper misayim b'shevel. Now, in talking about the sipur yitzias mitzrayim, the core of the haggadah, we start begenus. We start with the shame of Klal Yisrael, and then we go to the praise of Klal Yisrael. In other words, we start talking about their being enslaved on a physical level, and then becoming free people, and also on their spiritual level. We start with their being ovdi avodah zarah, being the father of Avram Avinu, and then we end up b'shevach, which is there being over the Hashem v'doresh, and we have a drasha on the four psukim in the parsha me'arami over Avi talking about Lavan who wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu ad shigmor kol parsha kula, and we drasha that because that is four psukim that talks all about sipur yitzias Mitzrayim, going from the bondage of Mitzrayim into chayrus, into freedom. Mishnah hey Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer, continuing in the process and procedure of the seder kol shlo amar shlosha dvarim elu pesach, anyone who doesn't say these three things and the reasons for these three things, and also the psukim that discuss it in the Torah, lo yatzei yedei chavasu, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Haggadah at the Seder, ve'elu and Pesach matzah, tomorrow the three things are Pesach, number one, al shum shepasach hamakom abatei avaseinu b'mitzrayim, why do we have the Pesach? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu Pesach passed over our houses, so we didn't have the makas b'choras, only the mitzrim did, matzah, al shum shenigalu avaseinu b'mitzrayim, number two is talking about the matzah, that we didn't have time for our dodarai, so we eat the matzah just like Klali so did at the Yitzias Mitzrayim. And number three is Maror. Why do we have the bitter herbs? Al Shum Shemeiru Hamitzrim Es Chayei Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim. That our Mitzrim made bitter the lives of our ancestors. So we remember that by having the Maror. And another halacha as it comes to the Lela Seder during the Haggadah, B'chol Dor V'Dor, in every generation, Chayav Adam Liros Es Asmo Kehuilu Hu Yatzam B'Mitzrayim. Each person has to see it's really me that's coming out of Mitzrayim. Shenem Mar and the Pasuk, as Rashi understands it, V'Gadat Al more that we teach our children these halachas b'avurze because of our doing these mitzvahs. Pesach, Matzah, Maror, that was the reason even in the future we weren't at Yitzhak Mitzvah, but we continued to do the mitzvahs b'avurze ashah samli b'tesi Mitzrayim. It's for that schus that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. Now we have the introduction to the halal as we proceed through the Lel HaSeder before, as we proceed through the Haggadah, and we say as follows, l'fichach anachnu chayavim l'chodos l'halel l'shabeach l'fa'er l'ramem l'hader. We have an obligation to give praise and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'misha asa l'avoseinu v'lanu es kol hanisima elu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that did all of these miracles to us and our ancestors, hotzianu me'avdus l'chayrus, has taken us from servitude to freedom, mi'agon l'simcha, from sorrow to simcha, me'eva l'yomta, from mourning to yontif, to joyful times, u'me'afela, from darkness to or gadol, to great light, u'mishibud l'igula, and from bondage to redemption, v'norma l'fana of Hallelujah. Now, let's say the Hallel, that is the introduction to the Hallel. Mishnah Vav, the Hallel is divided up into a little bit before the meal and a little bit, and the rest of it after the meal. Chazal were concerned if we have too much before the meal, the kids will fall asleep. So we have a machlokis in our Mishnah. How much is said before the meal? Ad heichan hu omer, how much of the Hallel is said? Beit Shammai omrim ad em habanim semecha, it's only the first parak, only the first chapter of the Hallel is said before the meal. Beis Hillel omrim ad chalamish lamayin amayin. Beis Hillel is of the view, say the second paragraph as well. And in addition, at that point, we say a bracha, v'chosen b'geula, we have a bracha, geula, as we'll see shortly, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, that this is a short bracha, like borei pereitz, borei pre agafen, so we say bracha d'Hashem, and then we just conclude, asher ga'alanu v'galas of Saint Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank you for redeeming us, had taking us out of Mitzrayim, v'loaya chasum, and there wasn't a longer bracha, meaning it was just a short bracha, but not like an Asher Yetzar or Kiddush, that you start with Baruch, and you end with Baruch, and Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that. He says, disagrees on two points, it is a longer bracha, we say Baruch at the beginning, we say Baruch at the end, and in addition, he says, we're not only referring to past events, thanking Hashem for having taken us out, but also we point forward, looking at a future redemption. So Rabbi Akiva adds on to Rabbi Tarfon's bracha, Kein Hashem Elokeinu v'lo in addition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yagiru L'Moadim L'Rangim L'Achirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us to Moadim Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah L'Ragilim Achirim, other of the Shalosh Regalim HaGrabayim L'Krasenu L'Sham, that are coming in Pish Semechi B'Binyan Yirecha, we should have Simcha in building Yerushalayim V'Sasim B'Vo'azecham, we should have Simcha also Sason in the Avod in the base of Mikdash V'Nochal Sham Min Azvachim and B'Sachim, and we have Shabizoche deed of the other Korbanos, and we conclude with Ad Baruch Ata Shem Ga'al Yisrael. Mishnah Zayin, we have now said that drunk the second course, we've washed Netilas Yadayim, we've eaten the matzah, we've eaten the maror, korech, we've had the seuda, And now we've had the Afikomen, we're up to the third cup. Mishnah Zayin, Mazgula Koshlishi, we pour the third cup, Mevarach HaMezonah, we say Birkas HaMazon, then we get to the fourth cup, Revi'i, and we finish Gomer Alav Es HaHalal, we finish the Halal that we had started before the Suda, the Omer Alav Birkas HaShir, and in addition, on that fourth cup as well, we say the Bracha of the Shir, this Bracha of the song, what's that talking about? So it's a Machlokis in the Gemara, whether we're talking about the Bracha at the end of Halal, or Nishmas Kochai, which ends with Yishtabach, in fact, or Minagas to say Boch. Beina Kosos Halalu, between those cups, is talking about between the second and the third cups, during the meal itself that we're having food, Imrotza Lishtos Yishta, if you want to have additional cups of wine, you can drink. We're not worried that the person will get Shikr because he's eating food at the time. However, Bein Shlishi the Revi, but when it comes to drinking additional cups of alcohol between the third and the fourth cups, when somebody's not eating anymore, there's a risk of inebriation. Lo Yishtet, no more alcohol should be had. We're concerned the person will make it to say the rest of the challah, he'll fall asleep. Mishnah Ches, when it comes to the end of the meal, the Korban Pesach, just like at the Korban Pesach, we ate nothing thereafter. Vein maftirin achara Pesach avikomen. Avikomen means dessert, so there was nothing after the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is last. The same thing applies when it comes to our avikomen, which we use that term to refer to the matzah at the end of the meal. We eat nothing thereafter, so the taste of the matzah stays in our meal. Now, at the time of Chazal, and these also apply nowadays, at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and these halachas apply to avikomen as well, if you were required to eat in a chabura. So what happens if some of the chabura fell asleep? Yashnu miksas, and if some of the people in the chabura fell asleep, because some were still awake, when those who fell asleep wake up, yochelu, they're permitted to continue eating the korban pesach. And kulan, however, if everyone fell asleep of a chabura lo yochelu, if they woke up, they're not permitted to continue eating of the korban pesach. That's equivalent to eating the korban pesach in two places. A chabura can only eat it in one place. So if they fell asleep and woke up, that's like eating in two separate places. That's problematic. Rabbi Yossi Omer, even those people who fell asleep, if they simply were dozing off, then yochelu, they are permitted to continue eating. However, nirdamu, even if it's just a few people fell asleep, but they fell into a deep sleep, even though there were others awake as part of the harbura, lo yochelu, they're not permitted. Those who slept in a deep sleep are not permitted to continue eating the korban pesach, because it's as if they are eating it in a separate place. Mishnah Tes HaPesach Achar Chatzos Mitameh Seyadayim. There's an opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that at Chatzos on a Del Raisa level, the Pesach becomes nosar, it becomes left over, and it cannot be eaten, it has to be burnt. The other opinion brought in the Gemara is that it's only in the morning that happens, but according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a Pesach Achar Chatzos, once you eat Chatzos and you didn't eat all the meat, any leftover meat, Mitameh Seyadayim, if somebody touches it, it makes the hands Temeim HaPigul VaNosar. If you have Pigul meat from a korban that is invalid, or hanosa, leftover meat, like we just referred to, mitami usayadim, they're mitame, the hands. Beirach, now this is the last halacha of the Masechta. We mentioned in the past that we have two mitzvahs, we have two animals that we eat, the Korban Pesach, as we know, and also the Chagigah that can be brought on the Yudalit. They each had a separate bracha. Typically, the Chagigah is eaten first, and you say the bracha on that, and then you say the bracha on the Korban Pesach thereafter. Beirach, Birkas HaPesach. However, if you went out of order and you said the bracha on the Korban Pesach is much more significant. So, Pater as Hashal Zevach, you no longer can say the bracha on the Chagigah, because that's secondary to the Korban Pesach. Beirach es Shel Zevach, however, if you did it in the correct order and you said the bracha on the Chagigah first, lo patar es Shel Pesach divrei Rabbi Shmuel, you have not been exempted the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is more significant and needs its own bracha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, these are independent mitzvahs, and accordingly lo zo poteret zo, this one is not poter, doesn't exempt this one, lo zo poteret zo, and this one doesn't exempt this. In other words, they each are independent mitzvahs, they each have their separate brachas, and even if you would eat the Korban Pesach first and say the bracha on the Korban Pesach, still you would say an independent separate bracha on the Korban Chagiga as well. Salik Masechet Mitzachim.